We are here at the 2018 California Nevada Credit Union League's Reach, right here, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Reach in downtown Hollywood. By chance, they're filming American Idol here.
Yeah, they're doing auditions.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be mayhem around here. And we got credit union people to boot. So yes, it's going to be really cool here for the next few days. And we are here with Tina Lozano from the RMJ Foundation. Tina, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good to hear. I know the conference is kind of just starting out, but how's it going so far for
it's
you guys?
It's been great. We actually had our donor appreciation gala event on Tuesday night.
Oh wow, how'd that go?
Really well. Yeah? Really well. We were at the Ohm nightclub just across the Hollywood
and
Highland
Swanky
complex here. And it was really great. It's a great way to kick off the conference every year, having all of the credit union folks that have donated to the foundation, along with all the business partners and vendors that have donated, everybody getting together for the first time to kick off the conference. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yep. I love it. So cool. You guys have a little thing called Bite of Reality. Tell
just
me a little bit
thing.
More. Yeah, just a little bite, just a nibble. But tell me a little bit more about this
and
get people well-versed with it.
Absolutely. So we actually did a Bite of Reality yesterday morning.
Oh, you did? Okay.
We had a handful of kids from Hollywood High School walk over and go through the program. We had volunteers from the conference here helping out to staff the event, and it was a ton of fun. And for those who don't know about Bite of Reality or Reality Fairs, it is a financial simulation.
Mm-hmm.
So we put kids in the role of an adult. They have a family situation, a salary, some obligations, and then we send them off shopping without giving them a whole lot of instruction.
Good for you.
We send them to housing, transportation, kid care, entertainment, all the things that you and I have in our budget every month. And we like I said, we don't give them a whole lot of instruction, so actually we're setting them up to fail.
That's how you learn.
We want it to be not real money when they do that for
exactly.
the first time.
I hear that.
And then they have a chance to go to the credit union table, get some financial counseling, and correct their mistakes.
Very cool. Can that come to my house? Teach my kids.
You have a handful of kids, I think.
We got a handful,
right?
But man, we just need a little budgeting expertise from you guys. But anyway, I love Bite of Reality. I think it's such a great program, and it's a reality check for kids, you know, because sometimes they think money grows on trees, you know.
Right.
Hey, mom, dad, can I have this, that, and the other thing? But great thing, it just kind of. They dive in the deep end and they get to know it really,
really
well. They
do. And we're working with over 70 credit unions here in California and Nevada now.
Wow.
This year they have done close to about 200 Bite of Reality events throughout the two states, and we have already reached 20,000 students.
Fantastic.
This year.
Fantastic.
That's an absolute record number.
You know,
for us.
Since they're having the American Idol auditions, there's going to be a lot of young people out there
that
might want to go through the Bite of Reality as well.
Especially if they hit it big, right?
Exactly. All right. Hey, another thing that you just told me about, you guys have an app. Tell me about the app. What's going on here?
So we developed an app. Actually, it's been about a year and a half since we developed the app.
Okay.
To take the place of all the paper that the kids, we used to give them a packet of papers and a calculator and a pencil and a checkbook, and they had to write down the price for all the things they were purchasing. They had to add it up on the calculator. So we wanted to make it a little more relevant. We wanted to incorporate technology, but in a way that preserved the interpersonal interaction that you have at the sales pitch point. So we did this app that does just that. So that instead of the packet of papers, they download the app on their smartphone, and as they go from station to station to make their purchases, they are given a code for the item that they are purchasing. And they enter that code, and then it automatically deducts it from their checkbook. It shows them a pie chart to see what percentage of their income they spent at that station. And it also prevents the kids from sneaking through without without acknowledging that they've run out of money, because when they overspend, the app actually locks up and says, oops, you're out of money, you need to go to the credit union table. So it forces them to go to the credit union table, have that financial counseling, and then be able to go back and correct.
Very cool.
So.
And I like the relevancy of it as well, because we're all just so dependent on our cell phones or smartphones these days. So very cool stuff. And how long is that something brand new that you guys have put
out? So we actually launched the app in 2016, about mid-year 2016.
Okay.
What's new this year is that we got some funding from the National Credit Union Foundation to kind of rebuild the infrastructure of the app, so that we are now able to customize versions and license out the app across the country.
Very nice.
So they don't
have
to use the RMJ version of the app. They can call it whatever they call their reality fair.
Okay.
They can have their colors, you know, their logo, all of that
their
stuff.
Branding.
Their branding. Yeah, exactly. And it can be customized to the kind of fair they do. So we can customize the very app nice. If they have more stations than we have or different stations,
great
that
idea.
Sort of thing.
Great
so
idea.
We actually have, and then the National Foundation did a grant this year that's helping to cover the cost of that customization. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we had, they gave out 10 grants to 10 different entities, state credit union foundations, credit unions, mm-hmm. to be able to have their version of reality fair, mm-hmm. but being able to use the app.
Oh, that's so cool. So cool. And relevant as well, like you just
absolutely.
Said. All right. I know you got a lot of stuff to do today. You're a busy lady here, so I won't want to hold you back any, but any other items that you want to talk about with the RNJ Foundation?
Or yeah.
Any items coming up on the horizon here?
Just that, you know, we couldn't do what we do without the credit union support.
Yep.
We get the financial support, obviously, from our credit unions, but also their willingness to embrace the Bite of Reality program, deliver it, because it's an undertaking on their part. They
oh,
have
yeah.
to have the volunteers
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To put on the event, and they are doing the outreach in the community. So we couldn't do it without them. So
well, this is our wheelhouse, you know?
Yeah,
so this is what
yes.
we do best. So very cool. All right, Tina, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a
absolutely.
Few minutes. Congrats on all this really cool stuff that you guys are doing.
Thank
and
you.
Spread the word, RMJ Foundation, Tina Lozano. Thank you, Tina.
Absolutely.
Well done.